Chapter 14, Class President. "What happened to you yesterday?" Wu Zhenmei whispered as we took our seats in the classroom to begin our lessons. "We waited and waited for you to cut the cake, only to find out from your mother that you weren't coming back." My face was still smarting from Niang's slaps. Was it my imagination, or was my friend looking at me strangely? I couldn't help wondering if my face was bruised or swollen. Did she suspect something? I opened my book and hid behind it as I muttered, "Sorry. My mother wanted me to help around the house. You know how mothers are." I was searching desperately for a plausible excuse when Teacher Wong inadvertently came to my rescue. "Yin Junling, Wu Zhenmei, stop talking at once and start paying attention," she commanded in a loud voice. "Now, I want all of you to listen carefully. Tomorrow is a very special day because it is election day. Tomorrow is the day when you will cast your votes to choose your class president. Do you remember what your headmistress told you at General Assembly 2 weeks ago? To refresh your memory, she has instructed me to read that part of her speech again. Being class president of your grade, the sixth grade, is a rare honor. To begin with, this year will be your final year at Shengxing Primary School. On graduation, most of you will go on to first grade at Aurora Middle School next door. Yours is the only class permitted to elect its president democratically, the same as in the United States of America. The head girls of all the lower forms are chosen by their form mistress. Only in your form, the sixth and highest form, do we allow a free election to be held. Instead of suggesting names to you, we grant you the right to nominate your own candidates. The winner will be president not only of your class, but the head girl of our entire school. The election will be held in our classroom during the first period tomorrow. I have brought some colored balloons and large sheets of scrap paper. During recess and for 1 hour after school today, you are permitted to stay in your classroom and blow up balloons or work on your campaign posters if you so desire. Let this be your first experience of democracy in action." On hearing this, Wu Zhenmei and I looked at each other with dismay. When our headmistress first made the announcement 2 weeks earlier, my friend had immediately nominated me as a candidate and volunteered to be my campaign manager. However, her birthday had driven all else from our minds, and we had forgotten all about it. Unfortunately, Chen Leilei, our chief rival, had not forgotten. Her father was a military general in the Nationalist Army. She came to school every morning in a chauffeured black Cadillac, complete with bulletproof glass, escorted by an armed white Russian bodyguard. Between periods, Chen Leilei handed out chocolate bars, beef jerky, pencils, and bookmarks to the whole class. I, of course, had nothing to give to anybody, not even to Wu Zhenmei. During recess, Teacher Wong wrote on the blackboard in big characters, "Tomorrow is free election day for class president. Come and cast your votes." We blew up balloons and hung them from window ledges and overhead light fixtures. We wrote giant characters with brush and ink on huge posters, "Victory, democracy, free vote," and stuck them to the walls. Our classroom looked colorful and festive. We were proud when we saw the lower formers gawking enviously through the window. When the bell rang at the end of our last class, Wu Zhenmei said, "Yin Junling, you'd better make a speech before everyone goes home. Teacher Wang said we could stay for 1 hour after school. Now's your chance." I was nervous, but I knew I had to seize the opportunity. So I said, "Okay." Wu Zhenmei climbed onto her chair and made an announcement. To our amazement, everyone stayed to listen, including Teacher Wang. I tried to keep calm, but my mouth felt dry and my heart was pounding as I changed places with Wu Zhenmei and stood on her chair. "Fellow classmates," I began, "Wu Zhenmei has nominated me as a candidate for our class president. She doesn't know this, but I think she should be the candidate instead of me. Not only is she a natural leader and a superb linguist, she is also our school champion in shuttlecock, ping pong, and badminton. Compared to her, I'm truly a nobody. My only attribute is that I have never been absent from school in the 5 years I've been coming here. The reason for this is because I love my school and prefer to be here than anywhere else in the world. If Wu Zhenmei is elected, I shall try to persuade her to donate some of her old books so that we can start a school library where we can go and read if we feel like it." There was applause, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw Chen Leilei preparing to make her speech. I got down from my chair and whispered to Wu Zhenmei, "I'm sorry, but I have to go home now. I've already stayed longer than I should. My mother would be very angry if I'm late." "What's this about me being class president all of a sudden?" Wu Zhenmei asked. "I meant every word I said. You deserve it more than anyone else." "We'll see about that. But do you really have to go? Can't you stay for another half hour?" "I wish I could. You have no idea how much I would love to stay." I had a sudden vision of Niang in her brown leopard's dress, lying in wait for me in my room, and felt breathless with terror. "I'm so sorry. I simply can't stay any longer." Something in my voice touched her. "All right," she said. But as I hurried out with my school bag, she added, "Don't worry. I'll win this thing for you. Afterwards, let's have a party in my house to celebrate. Mama says we still have a lot of cake left over from my birthday." I was so scared of being late. I ran all the way home. On entering the back door, I saw a son chopping vegetables in the kitchen. She stopped when she saw me and asked me to bring a thermos flask of hot water to my Aunt Baba. "Is she home already?" I asked, delighted and surprised. "Yes, she came back early. This water has just boiled and is piping hot. Wait here while I fill the flask, and you can take it up to her for me." I crept upstairs with the thermos flask and my school bag. Aunt Baba was sitting in an easy chair facing the garden and knitting. I put down everything quietly by the door, then tiptoed softly behind her and clapped my hands over her eyes. "Boo! Silly girl, I've been waiting for you. Ye and I have just been talking about you. I came home so late last night we didn't have a proper talk. What did your father say to you yesterday after he whipped you?" I looked at her lined, careworn face, her kind eyes peering out from behind thick glasses, and her straight black hair combed back into a bun with white strands above her ears. Somehow, I found it difficult to tell her. Besides, I didn't really want to remember his words.
Nothing.
He didn't say much. I busied myself pouring us each a cup of hot water.
Close the door and come sit by me.
I have to do my homework.
She smoothed my hair as I sat down at my writing table and set out my books.
Tell me what your father said.
I just told you.
He said nothing.
Look, leave me alone and let me do my arithmetic, okay? I must study. It's very, very important.
Why are you getting angry?
I don't know.
I want to forget about everything that goes on here. I love my school. There I have friends. There I have fun. We sit together and discuss books and things. My friends respect me. My teachers like me. They've nominated me for class president. Tomorrow is election day. Please don't ask any more questions.
There was a knock on our door, and Ye Ye entered. He regarded me with dismay as I lowered my head in shame at my outburst. I thought he would scold me, but instead he turned to Aunt Baba.
Let her study. She won't disappoint you.
When you've reached my age, you know which children are weak and which are strong. Don't ask her too many questions. Don't criticize her or tear her down. I don't want her to grow up like Big Sister. She is going to be different.